sunny, beautiful, warm Los Angeles. Welcome to our latest podcast, and we gave that little weather report because on the line with us today is our good friend Sarah Tuolo, who is freezing in snowbound Minneapolis. Give us a weather report,
Aloha. Aloha. How are you guys doing? How are you?
This is why the Vikings play in the dome.
You know, you got something there. I think with an outdoor stadium, I think the Viking fans would freeze their butts off. They've got too used to the dome life, you know.
Except they're moving out anyway. Next year, right? For a couple years while they're in the stadium.
Yeah, they are, and it's gonna be. Everybody's excited about the new stadium that's gonna go up. And, you know, I'm just excited about, you know, just, you know, for the team. So hopefully that can help, you know, help them grow as a team and play as a team and win a Super Bowl here in Minnesota. So
you said that Minnesota just like a native, not like a Hawaiian.
Well, you know what? I've been there for 21 years, so I hope something would rub off, right? So, yeah, I love Minnesota. I've been here for 21 years, and it's just a great place to live and also raise my kids and the people here are nice. So
great. Well, Sarah, we've had you on the talk what has been kind of this huge subject in the media the last couple months, and that's sort of gays in the NFL, and I know you've been following it. What is your take on all this, you know, a player imminently is ready to come out, which then people seem to backtrack? Do you think that sort of speculation is helpful to a guy thinking about it or not?
You know, to tell you the truth, Jim and Sid, I think it's, you know, these are exciting times. Just the fact that we're it's on the table for us to talk about, and, you know, the rumors of, you know, a player coming out or not. But the discussion is out there for us to, you know, to deal with. And I think it's bringing all the attention to the NFL. They have to step up to the plate and do something about it. But yeah, it's very exciting. And I think if you ask me, I think the society and people are ready for an openly gay NFL player. So,
if you were in the NFL, I mean, you're obviously in the NFL. Let's suppose 1998, rumors broke out that there was a couple gay NFLers talking about coming out of the closet. How would you feel? I talked to Wade Davis. He said it would make him feel really concerned that someone had kind of found his secret. It would make him go deeper in the closet. What would have been, do you think, your emotional reaction to that kind of stuff when you were playing?
You know, when I was playing, and back then, that's what, a decade ago, you know, 10 years ago, I think I would have, you know, agreed with David Coppe, you know, that somebody found out my secret, that I would be outed, and it probably would have, you know, pushed me further and further into the closet. But now, 10 years later, and what I've learned from our community and from society and everything since then, you know, if I would have known what I know now, back then, the support and the love that I would have, I would definitely would have came out while I was still playing. But, like I said, that's 10 years ago, and we definitely have some, you know, move forward, baby steps forward, but it's definitely a better place for a player to come out.
Well, in the last decade since you came out, God, it's already been 10 years since you're on HBO, have you talked to say closeted pro athletes? And if so, what do they tell you about, you know, their situations?
You know, it took a while. When I came out back in 2003, I was thinking that, you know, I would, you know, a lot of the closeted players would reach out, to me, but it took a while. I think maybe, I think like 8 years before, you know, someone, contacted me, and, and it was just for me, it was just amazing because it was just kind of a confirmation. I mean, I've always viewed it was, you know, gay NFL players in the league. But it was just like a confirmation that when a player contacted me, it was pretty cool. And, you know, the support that I could give them, the out that I could give them as far as someone to talk to was absolutely amazing. And, so, yeah.
when we talk to closeted athletes, whether they're in high school or college or the pros, we always hear that they believe that the culture isn't ready, the sport isn't ready, and they're very afraid of the reaction. They don't see what we see, having come out, having talked to so many people. How do we as a movement go about showing athletes in the closet that it's gonna be okay? Like, what do we need to break down in their heads to get that across?
You know, Sid, I think, you know, continuing what we're doing right now, and, you know, and bringing it to the table and showing our support. And And not only that, I think a lot of, like, sponsorships are showing their support, for, you know, for a gay athlete, for our community. And I think, you know, that's what we need to do. We also, you know, don't get me wrong, we definitely need to talk to the NFL and try to create a safe environment. And when I say safe environment, I'm not talking about, you know, I think we're living in different times now. I mean, we're just, it's not the fear of getting hurt anymore or anything like that. It's just, you know, creating a safe environment in a workplace where they can come and excel and be themselves. Something that I never had, something I'm sure David Copay never had. You know, back then when we came to work, it was such a homophobic arena that, you know, slurs and the language of, you know, gay or faggot or homo was, you know, tossed around like it was nothing. But I think now, in today's society, I think what we need to do is to educate people that you can't say those things anymore. The word gay, faggot, and queer, and if you use it in a negative term, it's the same as calling an African-American person a nigger or calling a woman a bitch. You can't do that anymore. But, you know, times are changing. You know, back then, you know, I get a lot of these questions. Well, that's just the way it is, right? I mean, yeah, well, back in the days when Jackie Robinson came out, that's what, you think they would continue to call him the N-word? Absolutely not. Times change. We have to change with the times. Like I tell people, we're not living in the eras of the cleavers anymore. And if you're old like me, you understand what I'm talking about. It's about, you know, it's not black and white out there. Look around you. We have so many cultures, so many beautiful cultures around us.
Well, Sarah, the NFL's talking about having another rookie symposium where they discuss sexual orientation. You did one a few years ago, and from my understand, the players were amazingly positive and receptive. Can you describe that?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, to tell you the truth, Jim, I was nervous, you know, going into, you know, kind of like the Lions Den, talking to 300 athletes, you know, top-notch athletes that are going into the NFL. But I have to tell you, due to my surprise, I spoke to 300 athletes, and there was only one stupid question. And when that one athlete asked me that stupid question, and the question was, so if you're a fag and I call you a fag, is that offensive? And you know, it took all my strength to jump over that table to beat him down. But I have to tell you this. I looked around the room, and what I saw was something that was miraculous. It was players looking at this individual and saying, out loud, are you an idiot? I'm not talking just one player. I'm talking every single player in that room looked at him and shunned him. And that right there was kind of like the turning point where, you know what, we are living in different times. This new generation that's coming up is absolutely, you know, amazing. They don't really care if you're gay or straight. You know, 10 years ago, when I speak, I would tell, you know, the crowd of 300 or 600, hey, raise your hand if you know a gay person. Maybe 40% would raise their hand. Now, when I go and speak, I ask the same question, 100% of everyone would raise their hand. So, you know, that experience, you know, talking to a rookie symposium, I wish I get invited back. It's been very difficult trying to get back. But I've been in contact with the human resources of NFL, and we're going to, you know, we're going to try to talk about some ideas that we can do, and, you know, trying to create a safer environment so a player in the NFL can, you know, comfortably come out and be safe. So yeah, it was definitely a great experience, Jim. I mean, just being there, and you know, that was me. You know, back in 1991. Mm-hmm. That was me. You know, I was one of the 300 athletes coming out. And it just felt amazing to go back and be able to speak to these athletes and to see the response that they had towards this one player that had a stupid question was amazing. And not only that, afterwards, literally all of them, but I mean, all of them would come up and shake my hand and say, you know what, that's not, he doesn't talk with the majority. And that's right there was kind of like the turning point for me.
What else, Sarah, do you think, would you like to see the NFL do on this issue? Other than, you know, have some people talk to the rookies, what else would you like to see them do?
You know, what I would love to see is, I would love to see it come from the top. And when I say the commissioner, I would love for him to say something, straight out, to try to educate these owners, to the owners try to educate the coaches educating the players. You know, when I go around the country and I speak to athletic departments, I get this one question that really kind of, you know, really kind of like not ticks me off, but it's kind of one of those things where it's just, I just feel like it's just common sense, right? And the question I get from a lot of coaches is, okay, what can we do? So my answer to that is, don't be afraid of the word gay or faggot or queer. I know every single year before the season, we have a team meeting. You know what? Include that you will not tolerate anyone saying the word faggot, queer, or homo in your locker room, period. That way the players know that they can't do it. That way, the players that are in the closet understand that they're playing in a safe environment. So that's one of the things that they can do. But, you know, there's a lot more education that needs to be done, but we are moving towards a better place for a player to come out. And, you know, I really do encourage a player, if he's thinking about coming out, or if this is rumors, if he is, to come out, because he will be embraced by such an amazing community, and with love and with compassion and with a lot of other things. So,
well, Sarah, so well said. But that's all the time we have for now. Get back to shoveling your snow, and you'll see some sun. And maybe by July you'll have some nice weather. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Aloha. Thank you guys for having me.
This is Jim and Sid. We'll talk to you next week.